Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and this week marks the 400th anniversary of Henry Hudson's first arrival in New York City. One of the ways that the Museum of the City of New York is celebrating is with a list just released yesterday of 400 notable New Yorkers from the last 400 years. Now, this list does go all the way back, way before there was recorded sound, but we have put together about a 90-second montage of some of the New Yorkers who were on the list from the era of recorded sound. Let's see how many you can recognize.
He adored New York City. He idolized it all out of proportion. He romanticized it all out of proportion. Better. Now, let me start this over. Chapter one.
One. I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves to the Negro street.
Why is it said that you are the head of the organized crime in the United States?
Well, it's the same principle that started the other gossip. That's most ridiculous. It's the news media again.
Oh, I feel wonderful. It's one of the most marvelous things that can happen in our country at this moment. Then for the first time in the history of this nation, a person of color and a woman at that is running for the highest office of this land.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
I'm a BK brawler, Marcy Projects hallway orderer, pure coke copper, get your order up. I bring him to Baltimore in the Florida Explorer, but it's gonna cost you more if I gotta get him to Florida. Rucker game attender with the bench park on the sidewalk with the templates on the fender.
Jay-Z, preceded by Lou Gehrig, preceded by Shirley Chisholm, preceded by mobster Meyer Lansky from a 1971 interview, the opening of Howl, Allen Ginsberg, and Woody Allen from the opening of Manhattan. A little montage of some of the voices on the New York City 400 compiled by the Museum of the City of New York. To go quickly through a few more, Bloomberg and Giuliani are on it, but not Dinkins. Babe Ruth and Jackie Robinson, but not Willie Mays. Tito Puente and Frederick Law Olmsted. Robert Moses, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, both Murrow and Murdoch. Walt Whitman and Walter Winchell. William Tweed is in the courthouse. Seth Lowe is in the library. And William Shea is in the erstwhile stadium. Sonia Sotomayor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg are on the list. So is bootlegger Dutch Schultz and murder victim Kenny Genovese, Pete Seeger, Edward Said, Margaret Mead, Alexander Hamilton, Pete Hamill, Langston Hughes, and of course the explorer himself, Henry Hudson. So let's talk about the New York City 400 and the anniversary as it's being commemorated at the Museum of the City of New York, and with a new book that they've published called New York 400, A Visual History of America's Greatest City. With me now, Sarah Henry, Chief Curator at the Museum of the City of New York. I mistakenly said earlier we were going to have the president. We have the Chief Curator at the Museum of the City of New York. Sarah Henry, thanks a lot for coming on. Welcome to WNYC.
It's always a pleasure, Brian. Thanks for having us on this auspicious anniversary.
And listeners, real quick, we don't have a lot of time for this. Mm-hmm. Who would you put on a list of the 400 most auspicious New Yorkers of all time? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Is it mostly for fun, or are we really trying to make a statement with this list?
Well, you know, it really is for fun, for starters. For the 400th anniversary, we put out this wonderful book with images from the collection, and we thought riffing on the 400th anniversary and, of course, on Mrs. Astor's famous 400 of the Elite, it would be great fun to put together a list of the iconic people, men and women, who helped make the city what it is today. And this is our cut at it. Of course, it's an impossible task, but I think beyond the fun, it ties into our mission, which is to educate people about the history of New York City and to get them to think about what defines New York.
And actually, I think most of our listeners mm-hmm. today probably do not know the Mrs. Astor list, so mm-hmm. this is kind of a riff on a mm-hmm. high society tradition of a century ago?
Well, a century ago, right. Supposedly the 400 elite New Yorkers who could fit into Mrs. Astor's ballroom. and that was your top 400. And of course, our top 400 is a lot more eclectic than that. We tried to represent all different kinds of endeavors that define the city, from the industries of the city and the arts, to the people who've helped to show it and define its culture going forward, and people who are citizens and the people who helped to build the city also. So we have a lot of unsung heroes as well as a lot of household names.
I'm sure you saw Sam Roberts' article in the New York Times today mm-hmm. about the list, and their webpage is getting a ton of comments, largely from people angry or having fun with who mm-hmm. is not on the list. And one of their commenters says, the biggest omission is George Washington. Did mm-hmm. you consider him?
Well, we had a lot, it was the heartbreaker of who didn't get on the list. We tried to find people who were really defined by their New York experience. And, of course, George Washington, we did consider he was inaugurated in New York City, the first inauguration of a president of the United States. And yet he's very associated with Virginia, of course. And so, unfortunately, he didn't make the final list.
I noticed
but he's somebody we talked about.
I noticed Chester Allen Arthur. Any other presidents?
Well, we have the Roosevelts,
uh-huh.
both Theodore Roosevelt and Franklin Roosevelt.
Oh, yes, and I see Eleanor's
and
on
Eleanor
the list, too.
Eleanor is on there as well, yes.
Ralph in Astoria. Who should be on the list of the New York City 400?
How about Duke Ellington?
And he is, isn't he, Sarah?
He sure is.
And Rose in Manhattan, who should be on the list?
Well, I think that somebody that initiated the Police Athletic League in the late 1930s in the urban areas, I think that someone from that group should be on the list.
You got a name there?
I have no name.
No, but somebody who started the PAL. Okay. Mike in Manhattan, who should be on the 400 most notable New Yorkers of all time?
Hi, somebody I think that should be, but almost certainly is not, and that's Congressman Vito Mark Antonio. He represented the group right near the district from Museum of the City of New York all the way over to East Harlem. He was an Italian, but he was the first person actually to bring Puerto Ricans into the city as a mass group, which was the first non-European group. And he's extremely pivotal in the ethnic changes of New York and is completely ignored. Vito Mark Antonio.
Thank you very much. He's not on the list, is he?
Great suggestion, though.
Karen in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Who you got?
Jane Jacobs. The city would be an entirely different place if she had not succeeded in defeating the plans that Robert Moses put forth.
Or some of them anyway. Robert Moses is on the list.
Our list.
She is on your list.
Both of them. Jane Jacobs and Robert Moses.
All right.
Osmar Aman, who is the engineer who built most of Robert Moses's bridges. So we're trying to get to some of the people behind the scenes as well.
All right, we're almost out of time, and I see that Sam Roberts is joining us for just a minute, who wrote up that article in the New York Times today.
Hi,
and
Brian.
Sam, have you been? We just have a minute, but have you been looking at your comments page?
I have indeed, and some very well chosen comments. This, of course, is an impossible task by the museum, but I think they did it very gamely and half the fun. And this is arguing about who got left off in the paper and on the web. I mentioned some people I would have put on, but I think the museum, all in all, did a terrific job.
I think the biggest thread that I saw was saying there are too many entertainers on the list. Sarah?
Well, as I said, we're representing all of the enterprises of the city. And, the arts is a very big part of what defines New York.
You also do have the book, and we've just got about 20 seconds, but New York 400, A Visual History of America's Greatest City. Photography, mostly?
Photography, prints. Beautiful maps and new essays by eminent historians describing 400 years of the city's history.
And right. Brian, let me weigh in. It is a beautiful book.
And you've still got the Manhattan Project exhibit going at the museum, right?
We do, and the New Amsterdam exhibition about Henry Hudson, and for another couple of days, Dutch Scene, New York Rediscovered, New York Through the Eyes of Contemporary Dutch Photographers.
Sarah Henry, Chief Curator at the Museum of the City of New York. Hey, you left Bob Dylan off the list. Thanks a lot.